Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
This time of year, things seem to go bump in the night. Was it a ghost? What was that noise? Or some uninvited visitor trying to get in your home? Because that's what happened to me this morning before I left for The Mix.
Radar, this is so scary. When you texted this morning, like,
it freaked me.
I've got to call the cops. I might not be in on time.
It freaked me out. Had to call 911 this morning thanks to the phone going off. Now, if you have the Ring doorbell or any other video doorbell, you can tie it to your phone, obviously, with the notifications, and it'll go off when there's someone at your back door or someone's at your front door. There's motion at the front door, the back door. It's going to go off. Usually in the middle of the night, this has happened before, the light goes on, our little motion light on the side door or in the front, and it's a raccoon or a stray cat zipping by. Sometimes I've noticed Amazon will deliver early in the morning. If you order something and they happen to be around, they'll deliver really early in the morning. So that's happened before too, but I usually watch the video doorbell there and go, oh, okay, it's just Amazon. Well, this morning, just before I was getting out of bed, my phone went off, a little alert, and my wife's phone went off. So I know it's either a text thread from one of the kids or a parent, or it's that Ring doorbell going off, letting me know that somebody's at the door. And so I casually grab the phone as I'm sitting up in bed, trying to get out of bed. And I go, okay, the light's on the side. Wow, it's weird. I hear the cat running through the house. And usually she doesn't run through the house unless, there's a raccoon or a cat outside. Because then she's like, oh, there's something out there. I'm going to follow it from...
She's reacting to that. She can hear the noises and things.
She follows it from one window to the other. Oh. So I thought, okay, that's probably what it was, because I just see a light on, and I was able to kind of pan going back and forth to the left and right with our camera. Look at the garage, nothing. I look at the street, I don't see anything. Oh, wait, I see this like ghostly figure walking.
Oh my God.
So I really thought, is there a ghost in the neighborhood? Is this someone walking by? Let's check the front camera, because that one didn't go off. Just the side one went off on my phone. I look at the front one, I go, no, there's nobody there. So I went back to the side door and actually went to what's recorded, because I paid that little extra fee to have the recorded video. And as I'm watching this video from the start, I see this ghostly figure in the street. And then all of a sudden, this person came up to my house and tried to get into the house.
What?
This person,
oh my gosh,
opened the screen door.
And you have this on video.
I have it on video. Opened the screen door, tried the door, and went, oh, and then left. But,
oh my gosh, were they trying to see if your house was unlocked?
I don't know. I didn't know at the time what was going on.
That got you out of bed.
I was out of bed. I screamed at my wife.
Did you really?
I did. I said, I'm calling the police. And then I grabbed my concealed carry or my weapon.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know who's going to try getting in the house.
And this
is
4 o'clock in the morning.
If they're going to try the door.
Who's walking around at 4 o'clock in the morning? What do they need?
If they're going to try the door, are they going to try and break in? Okay.
Was this a man, a woman?
Well, I found out as I'm watching this video, it looked like a younger adult, 18, 19, maybe 20. And what she did was she walked up. It's a woman. She walked up and she was kind of like looking around because, I've got my Bears flag hanging out there. So she's looking at that kind of confused. And then she kind of looked at the door.
What is this woman doing by herself at 4 o'clock in the morning walking around?
Opened the screen door, tried the door, and went, oh, and then ran. And I'm like, okay. So I call the police. I call West Dallas police.
Yeah.
We'll send an officer over. Great. Hurry up. So then back in the safe goes my protection. And then I'm looking out the window as I'm standing there in my underwear. And sure enough, this woman came walking back and was like staring at her house.
You saw her again?
I saw her again. And she's staring at the house. And I'm like, what do you want? And I didn't want to go out there. I didn't want
to
confront the
person. Did you call the police again to say that she's back?
So I did. And I kind of got a little testy back on the phone saying, yes, we have an officer in the area. He's on his way. And I said, okay, well, she's right outside in front of my house right this moment.
I don't blame you, man.
Don't know if she's going to try coming in or doing something else. I don't know this person. It's dark.
Well, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
And it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
And there's just a woman walking around?
Yeah. And it looked like she had a like a blanket wrapped around her. So I'm like, okay. She comes in, is she locked out? I started kind of sympathizing her with her a little bit. I'm like, okay, why would she have a blanket wrapped around her? Did she come from a car? I'm looking up and down my block, nothing. Well, then she goes walking to the south, and so she's like 10 houses down almost by now by the time the police pull up. And they're sitting in front of my house, and I'm kind of like pointing down the street saying,
she went that way.
She went that way. And then the cop finally, you know, the police start rolling down the street, and sure enough, I see a flashlight, the car stop, the squad car stop. Flashlight comes out, and they're talking to the person. I'm like, okay, good. All right, they made contact. So then I go actually get dressed. I come back to the window. Squad car's gone.
Where is she?
What's going on? Then my phone goes off. No caller ID. So I'm like, oh, police department called me back. Sure enough, it was the officer who called and said, hey, sorry for that early wake up. I'm like, no, I'm usually up anyway. He said, the woman was arrested earlier this evening. She's just bailed
for
out.
For what?
He wouldn't tell me. Can't tell me, I guess. Bailed out, and she was at her uncle's house. Okay.
Oh, my.
Got nowhere else to go, so we took her back to her uncle's house. And I said, how do we know she's not going to get out of her uncle's house
again?
Yeah. He's like, I don't know why she was walking around.
So the uncle must live in the neighborhood?
Uncle lives in the neighborhood.
And she's just walking around?
A couple doors down, or a couple blocks down, I should say. And yeah.
So she was confused, as to what house she was going to?
So I go down this block.
That's concerning.
I took a little bit of time after I texted you, Elizabeth, and said, hey, I might be a little late. I don't know what we're dealing with here. Because I didn't know if I had to give a statement and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it got wrapped up pretty quick, which was cool. But then when I was going to work, instead of going the freeway, I said, I'm going to go down this block and just kind of look at some houses. A lot of houses look like mine. But I'm like, I can see how you might get confused because these houses kind of all look the same. But there are street signs you can read to see where to go. So well, I don't know why this woman came to my house, tried my door to get in my house at that time.
But clearly she's got a lot going on.
A little bit.
She was arrested and
yeah.
then posted bail and now is with the uncle and is walking around at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So you got to be vigilant.
That's unsettling. But yes, having your Ring doorbell
right.
was a huge part of this.
Otherwise, it was incredible. I wouldn't have known.
And who knows what could have, would have happened, where she's going or what she's trying to do here.
Keep your lights on or your motion lights, and you might want to invest in at least one video doorbell, Ring doorbell, doesn't matter which one you use, whatever brand. I happen to use the Ring doorbell. Elizabeth, I know you have the same thing, but it's good to have that. You never know when something
is going to happen. That video protection, just to see what's going on, to look outside your house.
It was all fun and games when the guy was going through my garbage like last summer, and I had to yell at him and say, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just looking for free stuff. Sorry. And the dog was going crazy, and that was on my Ring doorbell.
No, you've got a complete stranger at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to get into your house. And what if your house wasn't locked?
Well, thank goodness it
was. You said you were standing there in your underwear.
Like, sometimes I let the dog out, and I stand there in my underwear. I don't lock the door right away.
Ooh.
What would have happened?
Jeez, well, glad that you're okay, and,
yes.
and hopefully she's where she needs to be and not trying to get in other people's houses.
I hope not. But unfortunately, now, like, my daughter texted me and said, well, you better lock the door when you, like, let the dog out or when you walk the dog, even.
We do.
You lock the dog when you walk the dog?
We lock the door, we lock the dog.
You're just going to go around the block? You lock the door? You don't
Absolutely.
Know what sometimes I just go around the block and I go, oh, door's open. So I should start locking it now.
Well, now you've just said it on the radio, so I think you definitely need to lock your door.
Doors are always locked, people.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.